You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hello, everyone. This is Kara from MomTalk.ca. Joining me today is Stephanie, otherwise known as Maddie for Eva, on CanadianParents.com message board. She's one of the moderators of our pregnancy and childbirth board. So when today's topic of packing for the hospital came up, I thought of her right away. Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Kara.
Well, thank you very much for doing this. And I'm sure that you're getting this question asked a lot lately. But how much further do you have left to go anyway?
It is exactly 3 weeks today.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. So I'm assuming that you have your bags packed already.
Yeah, pretty close.
So what exactly do you have packed? We're talking just for yourself. What are some of the things that, you know, most people would want to know? What should I pack for me to take to the hospital?
Definitely extra set of clothes, toothbrush, toothpaste, hairbrush, maybe a couple books. Definitely if you wear contacts, to bring the contact container. I always forget it.
Oh, that's a good, that's a really good tip for sure.
Yeah, and definitely your eyeglasses as well, so you can see when you take out your contacts at night.
Yes, right. Well, I just gave birth about 8 months ago now, Finn's 8 months, and I found that I just hate wearing those Johnny shirts in the hospital. So I found I was more comfortable in my own pajamas, and I'm more of a, like I wear, you know, pajama bottoms, like kind of the boxer style bottoms, men's style bottoms with a t-shirt. But I found one thing that was great for me was I brought my nursing tanks to the hospital with me, and I wore my nursing tank with my pajama bottoms.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was really good because then to ever try nursing in a Johnny shirt, it's not overly easy. You're either pulling it up from the bottom or pulling it down from the top. So a nursing tank was a great thing to have for me. Talking about breastfeeding, is there anything else that you can think of that you would suggest to maybe bringing with you to the hospital or some other things that you can think that may help with being more successful while you're in the hospital?
I don't think you need to bring a whole lot in regards to breastfeeding. Maybe a nursing pillow if that's what you're comfortable with. But I don't really think that all the aids for breastfeeding are really necessary.
I'd like to bring my nursing pillow. I have one of those U-shaped boppy style pillows. And I remember lugging that with me to the hospital 3 times after my boys were all born. And I found it was helpful, especially when the babies are newborn. They're so small, and it's nice to be able to kind of have them on that pillow to lift them up to the level where they needed to be. Another great thing that I found was good, too, was Lanzano. It's a nipple cream, and it can help with chapped nipples and that sort of thing. So that was always a really good thing to have, and you can buy that at pretty much any pharmacy. I know Walmart sells it, and I've seen them at Shoppers Drug Mart. Probably can get it at London Drugs as well at West. And that was the one thing. And another thing, there's two more things I can think of that would be a great suggestion for that would be a book, like a really good breastfeeding book, because in those beginning days, you can read all you want beforehand, but until you actually get that little being there nursing with you, it doesn't really come to your thoughts, and then you want that information there right beside you. So a really great book that I would suggest would be Dr. Jack Newman's Guide to Breastfeeding, and that's a fantastic book. I think any mother that's thinking about breastfeeding would definitely benefit from having that in the hospital. Now, what about for dads? Is there anything that, you know, now that dads are able to room in the room with their babies and moms, is there anything that you could suggest, Stephanie, that would benefit dads while they were in the hospital?
Definitely if it's a first-time dad, maybe a book that he can bring that kind of tells him what to expect and what not to expect, and definitely some clothes for him, a couple personal books that he likes to read maybe to pass the time if there's a lot of waiting going on. Maybe a couple snacks to eat because they don't have food readily available all the time. So, yeah.
That's true, yes. No, my husband is a gadget guy. He's always got electronics and things with him. And I think he had his iPod with him on our last delivery. And I had my iPod. And I can remember walking down the hall with our two iPods going and listening to completely different things, but only having one earphone in each side. So we were quite a sight. Speaking of electronics, now that they're very prevalent, which ones do you think that we should bring and which ones, you know, should we steer clear of and maybe keep at home?
I definitely think the cell phone is the most important if you've got one. It's hard to find a phone in a hospital, at our hospital anyways, and definitely for calling after the baby's born. Maybe a CD player for soothing music during the labor, if that's what calms you down. That's probably about it that I can think of.
Yeah, well, I had a really neat little gadget that we brought for the delivery of my last two, and we brought my Palm Pilot, and on it we found an application that we downloaded from online, and it was a contraction timer.
Oh,
so we were actually able to time my contractions to see if I really was in active labor or not. And the doctors and nurses just thought that was the greatest little thing to have a contraction timer on my Palm Pilot. So
that is super cool.
Yeah, so if you have a Palm Pilot, or you're looking for a contraction timer, there are ones that you can download and work with your Palm Pilot. So that's another option, something electronic that you can bring. And as I said before, my iPod, I absolutely loved it. I had two different styles of music. I had some dance music on mine, and I also had some really soothing songs like Enya tunes, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. and Enigma. And I found that those were really good when I was transitioning into active labor. I like to listen to those, really calming, relaxing tunes for my natural childbirth that I was planning. Now, and I guess it comes to our most important part, for baby. What should we pack for baby while we're planning on packing for the hospital?
For the baby, definitely a couple blankets, couple outfits, just anything that you think would be comfortable for the baby. I know our hospital is really good about providing all the essentials, like the diapers and the wipes and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very similar to our hospital. They do provide everything. But you may want to check with your hospital or your delivery unit to find out if they do provide those types of things. I know that some hospitals, you need to pack your own formula if you're planning on formula feeding, as well as diapers and that sort of thing. And you may even have to pack your own postpartum pads and that sort of thing. So that'd be something worth checking with your health unit to see if that's something you need to bother bringing. And if you don't, then that just saves more room in your bag. And which brings me to something that we did forget about electronics, and that would be a camera, because you definitely want to capture those beginning moments. I'm sure, did you get lots of pictures when your first was born, Stephanie?
Actually, it's terrible because we forgot the camera.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that yours is packed this time around.
It sure is. Yeah, no, we had the video camera, so we didn't forget at all. We didn't miss at all, but no, we brought the camera the second day. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's definitely something not to forget.
Yes, and extra batteries.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me today, Stephanie.
Well,
and if any of our listeners wanted to get more info and would like to pose a question for our community members, where would you suggest them visiting?
Definitely go to the Pregnancy and Childbirth Board in the forums. There's a lot of great information. There's a huge posted thread that's at the top about everything that you need to pack for the hospital, and there's a bunch of links to different sites, and everybody's added something that they think is essential. So it's
that is a great thread on there. I have come across that thread before. It's fantastic. And another place that you may want to check out as well is our birth club forums, because you can connect with other expectant moms that are due in the same month as you. And that's another great place to check out. So, well, thanks for listening today. And as always, for more information and to learn more about today's podcast, visit momtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by CanadianParents.com message boards, where you can connect with other expecting moms in our birth club board and in our pregnancy and childbirth forums. Thanks for listening.